I'm somewhat here today. Like I'm almost on the show. I don't know if I've actually made it yet, but I think that I'm here. What up, Kev?
Got trials and tribulations?
Quite a few. I do have a pet peeve that I would like to share on the show. Anyone who is a director or supervisor or manager of people, like, don't assign them constant trainings that they didn't sign up for. It just, no one likes that. No one, that makes no one happy. But anyway, all right, now that I've gotten that off my chest.
Okay. All right.
So that now we're here on Rap Sucks Radio.
Have you now learned how to respect people of different races?
I'm working on it. It's not easy for me.
I'm guessing it's not going to kick in anytime before the opening question.
It certainly is not. However, the opening question, side note real quick, what up? Or not side note, main note. What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy, Trek Lights and Fam, Kev Sakota.
What up?
Man, you guys are dope, man. Y'all have been listening. There's been conversations. Excuse me. You guys have been listening. There have been some great conversations about the shows, and we plan to continue with a dope episode for y'all. So let's jump into this opening question.
Can I jump in real quick before you jump in?
Sure.
I just want to make a point because we realized that some people may very well, due to the fact that we babble, not listen to the end of each episode. So let's just start off the show by saying, if you have feedback on the show, if you choose to rate or review us, we really appreciate it, especially on like Apple Podcasts. So this is our humble plea to offer feedback, whether positive or negative. I mean, we promise we will only flame you if you are wrong.
Right. Oh, yes. And any counter opinion to ours is wrong. So that being said, opening question, Kev. All right.
Good.
So you have, I wouldn't say recently, but recently is fair, jumped into the modern world of cell phone tech with a Samsung S9. Do you want to explain to the people that you have given your phone butt plugs? Go.
Now, hold on. The thing I want to know, because this is, I'm going to answer your question, but did you already have that question?
I did not. Oh, I had a different question, but yeah, from pre-conversation to the show, I was like, oh no, I'm doing this. Yeah.
All right. So just to make sure that we don't offend the sub community of people who may be fans of the aforementioned butt plugs. I rarely use my headphone jack, and I rarely use even my charging port because I charge wirelessly because technology. So I, you know, and I needed to get over the free shipping threshold on Amazon. So I found some plugs that keep the water and dust out of the headphone jack and the charging port. And I purchased them.
Yes, you did.
And the only reason I told Trek is because I knew he was going to talk trash. That's how abusive this relationship has become.
Allowance abuse. Fair.
Yeah. So, I mean, but wait, what was your question?
The question was,
I can't even remember.
You did. You explained to the people why you gave your phone butt plugs. And I'm probably going to edit quite a bit of that out and just leave a lot to the imagination.
Oh, you're going to do another creative edit, huh?
Yes, and yet another one. You on Rap Sucks Radio. We'll catch y'all on the other side. Peace. Well, not peace. In a minute.
Yo, what up? This is Romeo, and you're listening to Rap Sucks Radio.
Yo, what it is, good people, man. We hope y'all are having a great Tuesday morning if you're listening on Tuesday, or a great day in general. You are on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy, Trek Life, and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Trek is trash.
God, dog, whole trash. All right, whatever.
trash life.
We got a lot to get into, so I'm gonna go ahead and let that one slide, because you know what I'm saying? You're plugging your phone up, and now you want to talk about me. But let's get into who's out here tripping. Yep. Shout out to my man Omega and FaZe. Like, y'all knew this one was coming. So Kathy Zoo is out here tripping. Who is Kathy Zoo? Kathy Zoo is a University of Michigan student and vice president of the school's College Republicans. She had her crown taken, her Miss Michigan crown, taken the day after it was placed on her head last week. Her quote, because we're going to get into why, was, "They stripped me of my Miss Michigan title due to my refusal to try on a hijab in 2018. My tweet about black-on-black gun violence and insensitive statistical tweets." That's what she said. So she basically been mouthing off on Twitter. And I actually got to pull up some other stuff that she said, because the first two tweets are really not the whole thing. But she proceeded to hop on Twitter and wild out. And the Michigan World America pageant stripped her of her tiara and said, "You can go on step." So, yeah, this one is a tough one for me. This is actually a really tough one for me, Kev, because you know how I feel about, like, you know, team people of color. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the squad got to be the squad. But and we'll get into her tweets in just a moment. But one of my things that I really want to discuss as we discuss this is, like, people of color always use other people of color to, like, pander to white people. And I feel like that's what she's doing here. But I do want to respect her opinions. At least I'll be that nice. But I also feel like a lot of times it's pandering. So, Kev, first tweet. Let's get into it. First tweet we'll discuss is actually second on the list. She said, "Did you know the majority of black deaths are caused by other black folks? Fix problems within your community first before blaming others." All right, Kev, I'm passing it off to you. Let's roll.
Well, she claims that that was based on statistics.
Right, but when presented with...
Is that... Okay, first of all, let's start. Is that an accurate statistic?
It is accurate for every race.
Every race. Yes. Okay, so what we're... implicit in that is the acknowledgement that we have segmented or either involuntarily or voluntarily segmented our communities in a way that we're going to kill each other.
Sure, yeah,
ourselves.
Yes, yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and she cited academic journals of statistics.
Right.
For that. It's like, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But then she, you know, conveniently ignored the fact that it's statistically accurate for every race.
Right. And yeah. And I don't think you mentioned it, but that tweet was in response to someone who
was,
and you know what I don't know is what Pence tweeted elicited the response of someone who said, "Stop killing black people." That was,
yeah, it was about police brutality. The initial,
I think it's very, which I kind of assumed it was, but I didn't see the tweet. But yeah, that's the problem is that her answer to that tweet had nothing to do with the topic that "Stop Killing Black People" tweet was addressing.
Right.
What I mean?
Well, yeah, because you deliberately ignore these things, right? Like the key here is to make sure that you're ignoring one side of the problem and defending the other. Like, right? This is the whole reverse racism argument in a sense, right? But every so often people of color like to jump in and defend it. Like, for, you know. And shout out to a friend of the show, and actually a former roommate of mine and my sister's, Andrea. She has a great definition of racism. And on one of the shows, not this one actually, but on one of the shows, we'll actually get into that, her definition and her discussion. But, you know, we like to pull that word racism out of the sky more often than not. And this was, I think, her defense is often covered. Like, it's, you know, it's, these defenses are also often like, defenses of America, quote unquote. But a lot of times, like, nationalism just really seems like white protection. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't seem like this is like an America thing. This seems like a nationalist thing. And nationalism often comes off as like, let's protect the white people because they deserve protection too. You know?
Oh, yeah.
At least that's what I get from it.
Yeah. For 400 plus years, so-called Americans, you know, so-called real Americans, have been playing with house money.
Exactly.
And now you actually have to use some brain power and have to relate to your fellow fellow American, not just fellow human being, but also fellow American, more specifically, in a way that engages and shows a little bit of empathy and love for your fellow man. And you know what? I said it last episode or the episode before. I will say it again. I think the large percentage of Americans still can stand next to someone who could be completely different from them in every possible way, and find common ground. But the political discussion has become one that is scared money. You know, it's like, you are so afraid of what you think you are losing that you incorrectly assign the blame for losing it to someone who doesn't look like you or believe in the same God as you or hold the same political views as you, at the expense of understanding or exploring the fact that you may be losing out on those things because of people who look very much like you.
Sure. Sure. That,
you know, and it's, you know, so yeah, it's crazy. And yes, the fact that she's Asian is nuts.
Well, yeah, just it wasn't noted before, but she's a Chinese American woman. I think the telling part about this, so there's so much to this that I have strong opinions on, and this nails all of them. You know what I'm saying? But again, my, you know, I guess growing up where I grew up, my hot button is always like, look, let's not do this. Let's not team up with white supremacy against each other. You know what I'm saying? But with that being said, she talks so much about her freedom of speech and how she's being slighted of her freedom of speech. And she even went on CNN to make that argument. But she did delete a tweet, Kev.
Right.
She deleted this tweet. There's a try a hijab on booth at my college campus. So you're telling me that it's now just a fashion accessory and not a religious thing? Are you just trying to get women used to being oppressed under Islam? So this is one of those things where
close quote, by the way. That was all her.
That was all her. Yeah, I'm sorry. That whole thing, the whole last thing was a quote. If you stopped at it's now just a fashion accessory and not a religious thing, I think that would have been a silly but fair question. You know what I'm saying? Defending it as, look, this is a religious and meaningful garment. And if that is the case, then a booth to just try it on may come off a little strange. Not that I agree with her if she did stop there, but I could understand someone asking that question, right? But the reason,
yeah, I mean, you know, but the tweet was okay. First of all, there was a picture accompanying the tweet that was taken from roughly a football field away from the booth.
Wait, which is funny because she said that she was chased down to try on the hijab. So
right, which, yeah, you know, if she was okay, that's a little overboard on behalf of whoever chased her down with the
right,
you know, wielding the dangerous hijab. But at the same time, it's like, and I didn't dig any deeper into this, but my assumption, and this is just an assumption, is that the intent of the booth was to elicit a conversation.
Sure.
About what the hijab represents.
Yes.
Why people are, you know, why Muslim women are wear hijab and what it means. And so you can, because there's a lot of disagreeing with something because it looks a certain way and then you associate it with terrorism.
Right.
Right. And you want to jump to that, and then you will then extend that, you know, the ignorant bias over headwear to people who are of a completely different religion.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, and so to have a dialogue about that is about as innocent and as productive as you can get, especially on a college campus.
Sure, and if I would believe you, if one of these people like Kathy Zhu, like I would believe you if you went off brand. If you went off brand, I would believe you, right? If when approached with the fact that white on white violence, you know, is more common amongst white people, and you know, Asian on Asian violence is more common amongst Asians. I mean, we all understand that these statistics are, you know, general, right? If when approached with that fact, you backed off and went off brand and said, you know, I realize now that this is a larger issue and, you know, I was wrong and maybe defensive because I really like the police. I mean, whatever, right? Here at Rap 6 Radio, we often craft responses for people that are better than the responses they came up with. Fair, right?
But which, is, by the in fairness, is a lot easier to do, like, 2 weeks after. Fact.
Yes, yeah. Yes, it is. But with all that being said, though, like, again, this just strikes me as pandering. And it's interesting, right? Because she's really pandering for the voice of women to be able to make these statements. But again, you never go off brand. So just to close out her quotes, because, you know, a lot of time given to her on this show.
Oh,
so
I got
far.
Some more, by the way.
Oh, you got more. Okay, cool. I don't want to close them out. Let's go with the quotes that you have on deck. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. So first of all, on the, because these are two sort of distinct opinions in her two tweets, right? Mm-hmm. Is that, you know, her argument about black on black crime overriding any argument that police should stop indiscriminately killing unarmed black men, black people. To me, it's kind of like, you know, pointing at someone who's at a breast cancer awareness march and saying, why are you saying fuck cancer? Because guns kill just as many people.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, really, it's like you can want police to stop killing black people, and you can also want black people to stop killing black people.
You can.
You know, you can. And statistically, since she's so into statistics, even though I'm convinced that she's a communications major.
She's a political science major.
Statistically, if you stop the killing of all black people, that's probably the best possible outcome. So shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now,
Yeah,
go ahead.
But it's not as simple to discuss it that way when you are deliberately being biased and deliberately being defensive and deliberately pandering, right? It's hard because you won't go off brand. So I know that all of this is deliberate. You know what I mean?
And that's the thing. She's a young person. You know, we often try to, I mean, at least for me, I think I'm like, rather than be the grumpy old man who just talks down at younger people who are younger than us, it's like try and say, okay, well, or try and think about what mind state was I in at that age. You know, I was certain, I know for a fact that I was smarter than she was when I was that age. But, I think we all had kind of either silly or conflicted, trying to find a resolution type of thoughts in our head at that time. But not long, actually yesterday, she spoke at a Women for Trump luncheon organized by the Michigan Conservative Coalition, held at the Heathers Club in Bloomfield Hills, Michigan, which is, the Heathers Club is a pretty on-the-nose venue name. I'm going to hazard a guess that she was in no danger of being attacked by a hijab-wielding activist.
That would probably be a reasonable assumption. She also has joined the Trump campaign for
Well, that's the thing. Is like she said a few things. She said at that speech, I think that hate speech falls under free speech. If you are a hateful person, you are going to get the criticism for it, but you should still be allowed to say such things, close quote. Which is 100% correct.
It is correct. Sure.
Yeah, but you're not getting your tiara back.
Correct. And that's the thing. You want to say what you want to say. And this is a thing across the board, but more or less speaking to what we're dealing with the stable genius, you know, quote unquote, and you know, Twitter and people being able to just spew their nonsense. But you don't want to suffer any consequence for it. Like, and that's always the odd thing about the discussion about freedom of speech. You know what I'm saying? That it means freedom of consequence. Like, that's not really how right. that works. Matter of fact, freedom of speech is not really a protected, you know, to protect you to be able to say what you want to say in the street. Like, that's not really the description of, like, the, you know, legality and right of freedom of speech. So whenever people throw that out there, I'm like, but that's not what we're talking about here, you know? But I want to jump into how this connects to our next topic, because again, you know, just using that quote alone, if you're a hateful person, then you should be able. So we all know or know the situation that happened with Donald Trump.
Wait, I got to interrupt you once again.
Okay. All right.
Because just for the culture.
Sure.
And you got to, I need you to be hype man on this, right?
All right, I got your back. Let's do it.
To the young lady.
All right.
Shame on you.
when you
step through. To the old dirty bastard. Kathy!
Oh my God. Zoo.
Thank you.
Zoo. I can't be that. Okay.
You can do it.
I could have tried. Jokes. Well, for freedom of speech. She, I wonder if she's as protective of freedom of speech concerning the progressive Democratic congresswomen who Donald Trump decided to tweet randomly about. We all know this.
No.
I doubt it, right? They're not free to say what they want, but she certainly is. And you really wouldn't join a campaign if it was about freedom of speech. Like, you wouldn't really take a side. The side, your side would be that both sides deserve to speak if you're being genuine about your cause.
Right.
But, you know, you're not. So that's the point. But on Sunday, July 14th, Donald Trump, you know, Twitter fingers, said, "So interesting to see the progressive Democrat congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt, and inept anywhere in the world." Okay, that was an odd thing that happened to my computer. I'm sorry, guys. in the world, even if they have a functioning government at all. Now, loudly and viciously telling the people of the United States, the greatest and most powerful nation on earth, how our government is to be run. Why don't they go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came? Then come back and show us, Kev. Show us how it is done. These places need your help badly. You can't leave fast enough. I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi would be very happy to quickly work out free travel arrangements. What? Okay.
He's so clever.
In what way?
The thing that kills me is like the look on his face after he sent that off look that will get anybody's teeth knocked the hell out.
Yep.
At any geographical location in the entire world.
On site. The irresponsible nature of saying things like these, you know, and look, let's just keep it 100. Like, dude is incredibly irresponsible with his words, deliberately, by the way.
Yeah.
But multiple death threats have come in to each of these women now. They were already coming in before. Actually, I don't know if you remember, but I had actually put death threats to AOC as a topic like 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Yeah, death threats, rape threats. shit is real.
Shit is dad. It's just crazy. Ilhan Omar has received death threats from a teacher and a police officer, or at least death wishes. You know, at this point, there's been a send her home chant. I don't understand how you don't see the hypocrisy in this. You became president because you didn't like, or you ran for president and ultimately became president because you didn't like the way that this country was, the direction you felt this country was going, right?
Right.
Meaning you had a problem. So should you have just left like these women are supposed to do? Do you, maybe you should have left then, right? When is it, you know what I'm saying? When is it a valid problem and an invalid problem in your mind is my question. You know?
I'm gonna take a semantic approach to this tweet and this line of argument from this idiot. So interesting to see progressive Democrat congresswomen who originally came from countries whose governments are a complete and total catastrophe, the worst, most corrupt and inept anywhere. It doesn't matter where any of these women came from, they're Congress women. They Correct. Are duly elected.
Yes.
However, 75% of them came from this country.
That's part one.
So I completely agree with him that currently their country of origin has in power a government that is completely a complete and total catastrophe, the worst and most corrupt and inept anywhere in the world. You know, or at least number three.
Right.
Number three. You know, and I know that numbers aren't his strong suit, but 75% is a majority. It's not the minority of the popular vote that won you the election, but
Ooh.
You can go ahead and kiss all the ass because, well, I mean, it's cut it out.
You ran on Drain the Swamp. You ran right. on that.
Right. You American ran, carnage.
Right. You ran on that. You ran on the idea that the government is corrupt. You ran on the idea that the nation was in total catastrophe. You ran on all these ideologies. It's fair to argue that you should have left. You should have left the country. But this is all deliberate, and we're talking about it as if he's a person that would accept an intelligent argument, right? Or that many of his followers would, because they're, you know, they're defending him. Well, it wasn't necessarily racist. It's like, all right, here we go. Right? Then you get to throw a word around whenever you feel like it. And there are definitions to these words. I mean, racism is discrimination with the idea of supremacy. That's a short, abbreviated definition of it. If I can be a bigot, which is discrimination with the idea of hatred, right? But that doesn't mean I believe that I'm better. I would argue that tweet implies that you are better than the four congresswomen you spoke about. I think I could make a fair argument because they are making the same type of argument that you made, but yours was validated by what? Right? Also, additionally, when a woman was killed in Charlottesville,
mm-hmm.
good people on both sides? What's your argument? But now there aren't good people on both sides. Well, I mean, I just think that you know, and combining that with Kathy Zoo's argument.
See, I knew you would
I'm,
take
I'm,
that.
I'm partially on. I actually would like somebody to like do that and see her response.
Man, we could get ODB's son to do that.
We could. We should hit him up. But yeah, like when you combine that ideology, the fact that you ran on all of the platforms just on an opposite end of the spectrum, right? It was okay for you to say it, but when they did, you know, and I'm preaching to the choir because I know most people that listen to the show agree.
That's the thing. That's what I was just about to say. Is like I'm going to say something to that has nothing to do with anyone who listens to this podcast. So people who listen to this podcast, feel free if you agree to take this and pose this question to people who may not listen to this podcast, who might not agree with us on this particular type of issue. But if you are so quick to parse and define and break down the intricacies of what the word racist means, why in the wide world of fuck do you so quickly get offended when your dumbass is called racist?
Right. Right.
Why do you care so much? We already know you're racist. We already look at you with the side eye. We don't trust shit that you're saying. We don't trust you. We don't want you leading us. We don't want you teaching our children. And not all people that look like you believe the things that you believe. But you believe them, so we're going to call you by your name.
By your name. But we're going to define you as how, in the way that you're presenting yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's just that easy.
It's very simple. It's very binary. If you break it down with statistics, it's very, very easy.
Oh man, it's not even the simplicity of it all. You know what I'm saying? I do have a question for you.
Yep.
You know, because that's a dead horse conversation, really. What'd you think about
the
spoiler?
There you go with horses again. And horseshoes.
The magic of editing. No one will ever know how that really worked out.
Most people won't even remember that. I just had a flash of us with, I have some gray hair. You have some gray hair, but completely gray. Or potentially balding, both you and I sitting around drinking a glass of lemonade and you finally admitting in a public forum that you played me. You tried to play me out on the horse.
No, I didn't try. I didn't try. I effectively.
There is no try.
Altered it. But my question for you is, what did you think of the Mueller testimony? What were your thoughts?
I wasn't surprised.
Right.
I mean, okay. If you say what you're gonna do and what you're not going to do, okay. Now let me step back. If you are asked to complete an assignment which details legal opinions on multiple issues and potential, cases of, you know, obstruction of justice, collusion, conspiracy, and you write 450 pages in response to that assignment, and then when asked to talk more about it, you say, everything's in the 450 pages.
Right.
And I'm not going to say any more than that. And then you are made to go on television and talk about it? Honestly, I'm surprised that he didn't just go on and say, and, you know, just tell everybody to screw off.
He almost actually did, in a sense. Look, I don't understand anyone who believes that he was going to go up there and have a detailed discussion about an ongoing investigation, because there are still parts of this that are being investigated.
Yeah, there were people who were acting like they were shocked and dismayed that he didn't show up with the blue cape on. Or red cape. Is it a red cape? I don't know.
Red cape, yeah. Yeah. I think he fired the shot that most people wanted to hear. When he said that he could be prosecuted after his presidential term, that Trump could be. I think that was really the end of the story. I mean, we could have closed the book right then and there. And I think any Republican examiner was like, well, we have to work hard at discrediting this report. But my thing is that I don't believe that they're going to be there for 45 when it's all said and done. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that they show up like, yo, it's I, man, we got your back all the way to the end of this. I think all of the this is an injustice arguments will be set aside. We're focusing on current business. Might be even words that you say. You know what I mean? But yeah, I don't think that they're going to have us back when it's all said and done. I'm being,
they're it's interesting because they're going on a break, right, for like 6 weeks through Labor Day. And it's going to be interesting because either people are going to give them a hard time. Okay, first of all, most of them probably aren't going to show up to talk to their constituents. But if they do, people are probably going to give them a little bit of a hard time. Or people might give them a hard time. They might not. Who knows? But they're going to hang on until it doesn't make sense for them in their reelection campaigns, whenever those come, to keep hanging on. But they're hanging on now because the at least majority of the constituents they represent are buying into this nonsense.
Right.
Or don't care.
Or don't care, one or the other.
Right. So yeah, and that's that. It's the most transparent display of the true nature of politics that I think you can ever put in front of the American people. It's that,
right?
Hey, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look at what's happening with the We Are Baltimore issue with Representative Elijah Cummings. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just to call him a brutal bully and shouting and screaming at the great men and women of Border Patrol, like, and the conditions in Baltimore are worse than the conditions at the southern border. I mean, all of this hyperbole, you know what I'm saying? All of the hyperbole, and as you noted, hypocrisy of him saying that, of him saying, just to give the full quote, Representative Elijah Cummings, this is what he said, has been a brutal bully shouting and screaming at the great men and women of Border Patrol about conditions at the southern border when actually his Baltimore district is far worse and more dangerous. Okay, let's stop there. There's just so much in that alone. You know what I mean? Fine, then there's no need for a wall.
And first of all, you ousted the person who oversees those great men and women.
You absolutely
did. And I will say this. There are definitely examples of Border Patrol being super callous, you know, and super rapey in certain situations.
Yes.
With the people who are in custody at the border. And I don't think we even have to talk about the righteousness or the decrepitude of immigration policy as it has been or as it is now. And unless I missed something that Elijah Cummings said, when he yelled at Kevin McElhaney or whatever that dude's name is, he did not scream.
Nope.
He did shout. He did raise his voice. But what he said, to the best of my recollection, was these people don't have toothpaste. Children, they don't have showers. And the loudest that Representative Cummings got in that entire line of questioning was, he said, come on, man.
Right.
And that's going to hurt your feelings, you soft ass.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
It's weird. It's odd to present yourself as, if this is your idea of the representative of a strong country, like, it's just not, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, listen, everybody has seen a bully talk a lot of trash and then get punched in the mouth.
Yep.
And then that bully laying on the ground crying, trying to call the police and talk about he's the victim. Right. And everybody knows their reaction to that. It doesn't matter whether you support Trump or not. Everybody knows their reaction to that, which is like, dude, you got exactly what you deserve. And you go ahead and you got it in that gutter.
Yep. And you ask for it, and then you get the response, and then you get to play the response. And which is, you know, the kind of the ebb and flow of politics today, right? Well, you know what I'm saying, at least his particular politics is just to, you know, start a fight, get a response, then say, oh, why would you respond to me that way? Like, you know, it's crazy. And your fam is, oh, man. Your fam got ASAP Rocky this. I think ASAP going to do years because Trump is out here tripping.
I was going to say, I give him points for this. And, you know, if it wasn't for the angel and the supreme being of Rap Sucks Radio, Kim Kardashian.
Oh, my God. What? I can't even. Okay. I'd like to do a...
I want to make a t-shirt. This is like the Santo Kimberly.
Oh, God. ASAP Rocky, who we talked about last episode or a few episodes ago, one of the
other. Yeah.
It's the Vestiville Festival in Belgium, right? Preceded the events of the reason why ASAP Rocky is now charged, actually. Not just arrested, but now charged.
Right.
But what I wanted to timeline this. We don't have to spend a lot of time on it. I just think that this is hilarious. I don't mean to laugh at the brother's plight because I know what I said before. I don't want the brother to be involved. But there are certain things about this. We're not laughing at it.
No.
Yeah, like it's not funny. It's just the how these things play out.
Right.
Are interesting. So on the 28th of June, a Vestiville was canceled in what can only be called Fyre Festival style. People right. showed up yeah. and the festival wasn't happening. And a lot of notable artists were going to be on there, including ASAP Rocky.
Right.
What's interesting is the reason why the Vestiville Festival in Belgium was canceled was due to security concerns by ASAP Rocky and his team. That's on the 28th. Skip ahead to June 30th in Sweden, and that's when no security concerns actually reared their heads a little bit. I mean, just walking around Sweden, so this wasn't actually at the performance of the, you know. But it's still an interesting thing that the security concerns kind of did show up.
Yeah.
And, of course, the fight happens on the 30th. Yeah.
That whole thing is literally when using your words goes wrong.
Like entirely wrong. Entirely wrong. And then of course by July 3rd he's arrested, and you know, young Kimmy K shows up 2 weeks later, and then, you know, Donald Trump sends a tweet, and last Thursday he was prosecuted. He was charged with assault for the fight in Stockholm, Sweden. It's just crazy that that's how it all. You could start it from June 30th, and that would be fair because that's when the incident happened. But it's almost like this actually started on June 28th when the Vestiville festival was canceled in Fyre Festival style.
Yeah, dude. I mean, it's like, you know, I had a. And it made me, I mean, it bummed me out a little bit to picture Rocky, like, hearing about Trump's tweets or whatever to the Swedish government or the Swedish prosecutor's office, and just being like, feeling like when, you know, you with your boys and the cops show up and somebody's got to talk. And Rocky's just like, man, shut the fuck up, man.
Yeah, not you.
Stop. Mm. Shut the fuck up, man. You're
fam,
not helping.
Fam, they are dragging this thing out over there, too. Like,
yeah, yeah.
They charged him with about 24 hours left to have to make a decision. Now, I'm guaranteeing the trial date is going to be set or wait till the last possible minute. Like, and then they'll probably, after all this is said and done, they'll probably slap him with something like "don't come back" and that'll be the end of it. But all of this seems to be to keep him locked up for as long as possible and to make an example of him. But I do.
Yeah, which surprises, it surprises me that Trump is talking trash, because this is totally his style to just keep people locked up.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And if you complain about it, you're a bully, by the way.
Yeah.
But I think the best part about this, if there is a silver lining. Oh, boy. Yo, did you know a chick threatened to blow up the Swedish embassy?
You informed me of this, and in light of the fact that nothing got blown up, I am tickled by this story.
It is incredibly funny. And shout out to Omega and Fizzstar. Like, this actually happened. This all was kind of came to my view today. But it actually happened. Well, she was arrested on the 23rd of July. So this happened, you know, prior to the day we recorded this episode. And she screamed. She threw water. And she threatened to blow this motherfucker up. Because she was mad about ASAP Rocky. Now listen, I gave a whole speech about how black folk particularly have to not celebrate ASAP Rocky's, you know, and it's been a response to that it's not being celebrated, and I get it, but it is being accepted that it's okay that he suffers this way because of his opinions, and I do not back off of that. But this is the other end of the spectrum where you got to settle down. Like, you got to knock it off. You got to, you know what I mean?
That's the thing. So her name is Rebecca Cantor?
Yes.
And I hesitate to draw any inferences or cast any stereotypes because of her name. But I will say this to allies. I will say this to allies, you know, and I don't know her genre. But allies, pick your goddamn shots.
Oh my God, dude.
The other thing about, I don't know if you heard about this, but people are boycotting IKEA.
Yeah. Oh, that was the other one. Yeah, folks are threatening to boycott IKEA.
This like, is what I want too far. This is what I want to do. I want to hire Kathy Zhu to run some statistical inference on. I want to know the number of marriages that have been broken up because of what was presumed was going to be an innocent trip to IKEA.
That number is thousands. Thousands, I say.
Countless.
Countless.
Dare I say, look, countless.
You could go into IKEA for like a couch and come out with like some weird
divorce papers.
Right. Divorce papers. Like, and a sponge. But like a sponge that's shaped oddly to fit into a very specific type of glass for $9.99.
That's the cool thing. And that's the thing that IKEA needs to understand. It's like, you put arrows on the floor. Men will follow the fucking arrows.
Well, apparently not.
Right away, that is a problem.
You're right. But then the damn IKEA instructions be like, all right, so here goes some screws, all right? And it's a couple pieces, right? So I'm gonna holler at you. Go knock it out. You like those IKEA instructions should literally say, here's some screws, here's some wood, here's some plastic screw things to help you screw in the screws and whatever. You good?
Yep.
All right, then. That's basically what IKEA instructions should say.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So we've timelined this pretty well for ASAP Rocky. Unfortunately, he is still in the custody of the Stockholm Police Department. And there's nothing that anybody can do, no matter whether you enjoy this or not. There's nothing that anyone can do. It seems like he's pretty much at the mercy of the Swedish or Stockholm PD at this point. So I think this is the, like, to be continued type thing. But I think they're eventually just going to slap him with a, you know, hit the road, Jack. But I think they're just going to prolong it.
Hold your head, Rocky.
Yeah. You know, you'll be all right. Meanwhile, you got people out here fighting for you, Rock. If there's anything you need to know, man, anybody who shows up to the Swedish embassy talking about they finna, but in these days and times, is dead serious about that, about, you know, the ASAP mob. Like, you, that's a fan right there. That is a fan for real.
No doubt.
All right, well, I feel like we... this episode was a little more serious than I think I say that every week.
Kind of. I think we both just realized that at the same time. It's like, ooh, we got heavy.
Yeah, we right. And then I'll listen back and be like, yeah, you know, we wasn't really tripping that hard at all, actually. All right, man. I feel like passing this topic off to you, but I'm gonna read it and then I'm gonna.
So you're gonna bring it up a few notes. Lighten it up, put it in the major scale.
I am. I'm going to set you up for it.
Okay.
All right. First of all, I'm setting you up for it because you deserve all the credit for this.
Thank you, my man. Thank you.
Including the title, because we really, really, if you don't know anything about Rap 6 Radio, which you should know, is that we really pat ourselves on the back about titles and segues. We
we pat ourselves on the back for everything we do.
Everything
no one else will.
Right. Exactly. Let them eat half a cake is the topic of this one. More than 6 months after a Texas woman was banned from a Walmart in Wichita Falls or by Wichita Falls police for drinking wine from a Pringles can, a second woman, Wichita Falls is out here tripping. Woo, y'all tripping. Let me run that back. Drinking wine from a Pringles can. You needed that wine, lady. I feel you. I'm on.
Oh, my God. You are so gangster. Man.
Yeah, that's like the G of the week
monster.
Award.
You are the monster Cody of Walmart.
How do you ban her? Hire her. Hire her.
She's the best greeter that the Wichita Falls Walmart could ever hope for.
Could ever hope for. She should be a treasure in Wichita Falls.
Oh, man.
Pringles should sponsor her. And you know what I'm saying? There's recycling centers that need to be like, yo, she does this thing right. Like, she makes good use of product.
Wine in general should sponsor her.
Right. How many wineries have hit her up? We hit up Kathy Zoo for saying nonsense. Why can't this woman get some support? Mm-hmm. But she's not even who we're talking about, Kev.
Oh, not at all.
A second woman was reportedly banned for eating cake. According to Wichita Falls Police Department spokesman Jeff Hughes, officers received a report June 25th of a woman who had entered Walmart, ate half of a cake, and refused to pay for the other half. The only thing before I pass this off to you, is that I'm certain that alcohol was involved in both situations.
Or weed.
Well, wait, alcohol and weed in both situations.
Bless the herb.
The source for this is USA Today. We often do when we do the write-ups, we do like the source, the notes, and the players, just so we know who the individuals are. The players are the Wichita Falls Police Department, Walmart, and of course, Greedy Cake Lady.
Greedy Cake Lady. That's like a new reality show on the Food Network. I have so many thoughts about this. Is it literally the only thing that could have made this story better is if it was the same lady who did both things.
But what's it?
Can you imagine how much of a legend she would be? She rocked the Pringles can and then came back and was like, give me that cake.
I want this to be a Rebecca Cantor thing where the Pringles lady was kicked out. So the Greedy Cake Lady showed up, like, I'll blow this motherfucker up. You know what I'm saying? Like, you will kick my whole girl out. She deserves to drink from this Pringles can. So you know what? You know what I'm going to do? That's a threat. That's a legitimate threat. If I have a problem with somebody, I will walk into your store and I will eat half your cake.
This is the thing also, in retrospect, really analyzing the intricacies of this story. She ate half of the cake and then refused to pay for the other half. So my question is, and again, Kathy Zhu might be able to help us out with this.
Kathy Zhu!
Did she assume that because she consumed half of the cake in the store that she would only be required to pay half price if she was willing to do so? So that's a question.
That's true.
That's a thing.
That is a real legitimate question.
And the only other takeaway from this is that Wichita Falls Walmart is the Megan Rapinoe of Walmart.
Jesus.
I'm literally shocked that this episode did not occur at the Walmart location adjacent to Azusa Pacific University. Oh. You know the one over there by the Costco.
Yes. Yeah. I'm certain that the employees between that Costco and that Walmart have actual beef. I think I could actually confirm that, because I'm sure I know at least two or three people from junior college that work there still. Shout out to that educational system.
And hopefully they are longtime listeners, no time callers.
My last point on this before we close out the show is Wichita Falls Walmart has to be a place for a scene in The Walking Dead at some point. It just seems like, you know, that is the sign that the zombies are passing as they find out that the compound is in the Walmart. It is the Wichita Falls Walmart.
I would write it a little different. It would literally be the cast of The Walking Dead who is, you know, the not walker cast, right?
Right.
The uninfected cast of The Walking Dead finding the Wichita Falls Walmart and walking in, and everyone in the Walmart just has no idea what's going on. They're just eating cakes, drinking wine out of Pringles cans. You know what I mean? They're just rolling around on motorized scooters.
Oh, my God. That is what I'm certain of. Not only did she go in there to eat, she certainly rolled in there on a cart and then tried to roll out. And now I'm imagining the Wichita Falls Police Department chasing her down on one of those scooters as she screams, fist in the air, Rebecca Cantor style. I would not pay for the second half of cake. Look, man, we got to roll out. Yo, you have been listening to
Rick Grimes. Just being like, oh, it's way better outside. This I've seen a lot. This is scary.
This is yeah. Yo, you're listening to Rap Sucks Radio. You have been listening to Rap Sucks Radio, man. We appreciate each and every one of y'all. Please like, comment, subscribe, discuss, get down with us. We are on rapsucksradio.com. If you cannot find us anywhere else, but you should be able to find us pretty much everywhere else. Yeah. My name is your homeboy, Trek Life, and that is your fam, Kev Sakota.
Trek Trash.
I promise you that we will not discuss butt plugs in any way, shape, or fashion for any other in any other episode of the show.
Don't get ahead with of yourself.
All right, fine. With the exception of Kev's phone in which he... We will not. Also, I promise you that Kev will no longer violate his phone in such fashion. We will catch y'all next week. Holla at y'all, man.
It was completely peace. Consensual.
Peace, man. We don't want to discuss it. Details of this will not be discussed. We're out of here. We need ASAP Rocky's lawyer for this. Peace.
Pass.